This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The World Health Organization expects more deaths to occur in Sudan due to outbreaks of disease and a lack of essential services amid intense fighting, its director general said on Wednesday. Fighting erupted between the Sudanese Armed Forces and Rapid Support Forces paramilitaries on April 15th and has killed at least 459 people and injured more than 4,000, according to the WHO's latest figures.
On top of the number of deaths and injuries caused by the conflict itself, WHO expects there will be many more deaths due to outbreaks, lack of access to food and water, and disruptions to essential health services, including immunization.
WHO Director Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus added only 16% of health facilities were functioning in the Sudanese capital. Talks have taken place between Beijing and Kyiv, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Chinese leader Xi Jinping has appealed for negotiations between Russia and Ukraine in a phone call with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. State media reports Xi warned there is no winner in a nuclear war. In the long-anticipated conversation, Xi said China wanted to act as a peace mediator. In a development, Beijing will send a special representative to Ukraine for talks about a possible political settlement. China has tried to appear neutral in the war, but has refused to criticize Moscow's invasion. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Jailed Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny said Wednesday he could face life in prison on quote-unquote terrorism charges, while another popular opposition politician went on trial in Russia's escalating clampdown on dissent. This is VOA News. During a news conference in the White House Rose Garden on Wednesday, the presidents of the United States and South Korea issued stark warnings about how they would react if North Korea were to use nuclear weapons. Details from VOA's chief national correspondent Steve Herman in Washington.
Responding to questions from reporters, U.S. President Joe Biden said the consequences would be dire for North Korea if it were to attack the United States, an ally or partner, with nuclear weapons.
It is unacceptable and will result in the end of whatever regime were to take such an action.
South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol said he and Biden agree that in the event of such an attack, there would be a swift, overwhelming, and decisive use of the full force of the alliance, including with U.S. nuclear weapons. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
A writer suing former U.S. President Donald Trump in civil court took the stand today in New York to tell jurors he raped her in 1996, AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
E. Jean Carroll told the jury of six men and three women, "I'm here because Donald Trump raped me, and when I wrote about it, he said it didn't happen. He lied and shattered my reputation, and I'm here to try to get my life back." The former advice columnist says it happened in the dressing room at Bergdorf Goodman after a chance encounter. The former president, who is running again, took to his social media platform to insist the allegations are fiction and that the case is what he calls a made-up scam. His comments prompted the judge to warn Trump's lawyers that he could bring more legal problems upon himself. Julie Walker, New York.
Singapore raised taxes on private property purchases in a surprise move late on Wednesday night that includes a doubling of stamp duties for foreigners to 60%, an additional buyer stamp duty for Singapore citizens and permanent residents will also face increases, but much smaller ones, and only on their second and subsequent properties, according to the finance ministry. Disney on Wednesday sued Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, alleging his administration's takeover of its theme park district in the state is part of a, quote, targeted campaign of government retaliation for exercising its constitutionally protected right to free speech. The move is the latest salvo in an increasingly bitter fight between the entertainment giant and DeSantis, a Republican presidential hopeful for the 2024 election, who has denounced Disney as a quote-unquote woke corporation, a call aimed at pleasing his right-wing supporters. I'm Joe Ramsey.